Breakfast battle, 7:25 a.m. OMG, I was so ticked off at Brianna for swiping my alarm clock that smoke was practically spewing out of my ears. Grrr! I wanted to stuff her in a big box and ship her off to Princess Sugarplum Island to be the pooper scooper for all those cute little baby unicorns she loves so much. Brianna, did you take my clock again? I yelled. If I'm late for school, it's all your fault.
I didn't take your clock. Miss Penelope did.
She thinks you need all the beauty sleep you can get.
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
Brianna said, sticking her tongue out at me. Miss Penelope thinks I need beauty sleep? Sorry, Brianna, but Miss Penelope can't think. She doesn't have a brain. She's a hand puppet, I shot back.
She does too have a brain, Brianna shouted. She says she can go to puppet school to get smarter, but you need to go on that TV show Ugly Face Intervention.
I was like, oh no, she didn't. I could not believe Miss Penelope was talking trash about me like that. She was going to need an intervention. After I took a pen and drew her a mustache, then we'd see whose face was the most messed up. Mine or hers. Anyway, Brianna was at the kitchen table slopping together peanut butter jelly and pickles to make her very disgusting sandwich.
Would you like me to make one for you, Nikki? It's yummy, see?
Brianna said, shoving her sandwich right in my face. I cringed at the slimy, drippy mess.
Ew, it smelled even worse than it looked.
Kind of like peanut butter jelly and, rancid pickle juice. No thanks, I muttered. Totally grossed out.
Come on, just take one bite,
Brianna said, waving it under my nose.
You'll love it.
No, Brianna, actually, I'm not hungry anymore. I took one look at your sandwich and completely lost my appetite.
Are you sure? It's awesomely delicious, she giggled.
I just rolled my eyes at that girl. What part of the word no did she not understand? I wanted to scream, sorry, Brianna, but...
I will not eat it with a dog. I will not eat it with a frog. I will not eat it with a cat. I will not eat it with a rat. I will not eat it in my room, on the bus, or on the moon. I will not eat it north or south. It made me throw up in my mouth. Call me picky, call me fickle. I don't like PBJ and pickles.
Anyway, Brianna went to the fridge to get a juice box, and I gathered my stuff and was about to head out the door when suddenly she came charging at me like an angry baby rhinoceros in pigtails. She actually accused me of taking her sandwich. That's when we started yelling at each other.
Give me back my sandwich, Nikki.
I didn't steal your nasty sandwich.
My sandwich is missing and you took it.
Brianna, I wouldn't feed that nasty sandwich to my worst enemy. And by worst enemy, I meant people like, well, you know, Mackenzie Hollister. Although now that I think about it, I probably would feed that sandwich to my worst enemy. I'd love to just shove it right down her throat. Just kidding. Not. Actually, I really am kidding. I try to be friendly and get along with everyone at my school. But for some reason, Mackenzie hates my guts. Anyway, by the time I finally left for school, Brianna was busy making another sandwich. It's like the older she gets, the more bratty she becomes. I think it's time for me to have a very serious talk with my mom and dad about their parenting skills. Why? Because I'm really sick and tired of Brianna. Number one, taking my stuff without permission, like my clock. Number two, stealing my cell phone to play the Princess Sugar Plum games and running down my battery. Number three, waking me up in the middle of the night to take her to the bathroom by jumping up and down on my bed while I'm still in it.
Wake up, Nikki, I gotta go pee.
It's absolutely vital that my parents get professional help for Brianna before it's too late. They let her get away with everything. But when I ask to do stuff, it's always a big, fat no. I was really looking forward to volunteering at the Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center after school today with my crush, Brandon. But my mom said I couldn't. Why? Because I have to babysit Brianna. Typical. It was kind of a big deal because this would have been my first time hanging out with Brandon since, well, you know. My very first kiss. Squee! OMG, I was so shocked when it happened. I thought I was going to die. It was so romantic. Even though my eyes were open the entire time and practically bulging out of my head. And after it was over, I hyperventilated. Almost. The only problem with the kiss is that it happened at a charity event to raise money for kids. So I don't know if Brandon did it because he actually likes me or because he was just trying to save the needy children of the world. Anyway, thanks to my crazy sister, I'm a nervous wreck and totally stressed out. And my school day hasn't even started yet. Note to self, get a new sister.